while brothers and sisters who know that you were right to want to address police brutality, who know that you were right to want to address racial oppression?
Well, I think the thing is, in the black community, like I said, I'm in the streets. I hear what's going on.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
And the thing is, I think, Stephen A., you have a platform. It's okay to disagree, but it was the way you were going about it. It was almost like you were attacking him. I get in here, and like I said, I'm in the streets. Max almost seems blacker than you, Stephen A., with his commentary.
With all due respect, my brother. You
I'm just saying,
dog. Wait a minute.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to check you right now. You don't cross the line.
Wait a minute. He ain't black enough. Y'all out in the streets. Look here. Neither one of y'all is in the streets. Stephen A. Smith, you work for ESPN. Terrell Owens, you're a Hall of Fame receiver. Neither one of y'all is in the streets. Y'all are not Bloods. You're not Crips. You're respectable, professional men. Look here. This is absurd whenever I hear another black man say, challenge somebody's blackness. When white people say, you're not white enough, what do we call those people? I think you call them white supremacists, don't you? Right? Now, I wouldn't call Terrell a black supremacist. I would call you a dumbass and a person who suffers from groupthink. This is amazing. Look, being black is not an ideology. It's a skin color. Yeah, it's a physical characteristic of a demographic of people. That's it. This right here, your skin color, you do not think with it. You think with your brain. Your skin color. That's crazy. Your skin color predetermines how you think. Yeah, when you suffer from groupthink. Look, okay, Terrell Owens says that Max Kellerman, a white man, is blacker than Stephen A. Okay, let's test your theory.
Yeah.
Let's take Max's black ass, tell him to go to Watts,
yeah.
Walk up on a bunch of black dudes, 2 o'clock in the morning, and tell him to say, what's good? They gonna lynch his black ass. That's what's gonna happen. This, and Stephen A., he's the epitome of a free thinker.
Yeah.
His skin color does not dictate how he thinks. And Stephen A., I see what you're doing. You're trying to keep black people happy. It's impossible. You're using keywords like brothers and sisters. I'm out in the streets. It's not going to work. The way black people think nowadays, if you disagree with them, they're going to pull your so-called black card.
Yeah.
They're going to pull it if you don't agree with everything they say. No matter if what you're saying is logical or not. It doesn't matter on logic. And you are 100% correct, Stephen A. Everything you said is absolute correct. I was reading the comments on the on the post on YouTube, and everybody's just loving what Terrell said.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Stephen A. is a man who has defended you for years.
Yeah.
Saying you was mistreated, should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Right.
He defended you, stood by your side, and this is how you repay him. You come on national television.
Yeah.
Millions of people watching. He's getting persecuted by blacks for the things he said. And dude, you're going to say something like, Max Kellerman is blacker than you. Do you really care about your friend, Stephen A. Smith, the person who's defended you? You went on TV and did that to this man.
And look, I guess what they say about you behind closed doors, you know how you divided teams, divided locker rooms, a lot of people didn't like you?
You said this on national television about Stephen A. I can only imagine what you were saying behind closed doors to your teammates.
Yeah.
No wonder you went to Dallas Cowboys. What was it, 18, 20 touchdowns one year? Next year, your ass was released. Because your talent did not overcome the headache you caused. Black people, you can't pull someone's black card because they disagree with you. You cannot go inside of Stephen A. Smith's skin and take his melon from him. No matter how hard you want to try, you cannot pull a person's black card because they don't agree with you.
There's no such thing as a black card. Again, if you don't believe me, y'all just gave the black card to Max Kellerman.
Yeah.
Tell him to take his black ass to Watts.
See what happened to him.
Hey, Stephen A.
Hey, I agree with everything you said. I know it's not going to
help. Quit beating that dead horse.
I know that's not going to help your position because everybody calls us sellouts and Uncle Toms. But everything you said, I agree with you every step of
imagine,
the way. Imagine
this.
Hypothetically, let's say the typical black man was Stephen A. Smith, what would black communities look like? Kings and queens. And oasis. oasis. It'd be Wakanda.
Yeah.